Dictation for Mr. Nathaniel Flemister, Nathaniel Flemister, Data Services, 8-12-2025. Date of birth is 3-13-1972. Date of accident is 12-27-2023. The patient was involved in an automobile accident as a pedestrian where he was hit and it got involved him having various symptoms. Patient has a continuous symptoms of headaches with dizziness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, loss of concentration, blurred vision, and pain syndrome affecting neck, mid-back, lower back, and both shoulders, right hip, left knee, with shooting pain to both arms, both legs. Also, the patient has had a surgery due to another accident in 2015. He underwent a right shoulder surgery in 2019. He also underwent a spinal fusion for lumbar spine in 2020, and spinal fusion for cervical spine was done in 2017. Patient had been doing well until the current accident that happened in 2023-2027. In this accident, patient did not have any surgery. However, he has had an episode of frozen shoulder on the right side for last 4-5 months, for which patient has had extensive therapy. He has had some injections, and also an MRI with arthrogram was done. It was ordered by Dr. Benjamin Kripchak. The MRI of the right shoulder did not show any new findings. And also the patient is able to open his shoulder more than 90 degrees without any pain. Left shoulder he can do up to 160 degrees without any pain. The pain level in the neck is around 7. Lower back pain is 8. The right shoulder pain is 7. And left shoulder pain is 7. Passive range of motions of the shoulder are completely normal. The patient do have a severe spasm in the muscles, trapezius, quadratus lumborum, perispinal muscles, paravertebral muscles. In physical examination, the pain level is from 7 to 8, ADLs are expected to 7, 30% relief is reported by the patient. Please review the record for ADL, system review, additional issues. And substance abuse as well as compliance history. The physical examination will reveal the blood pressure of 110 over 56, pulse is 65. And pulse ox is 99. The rest of the exam will remain the same. From the previous visit of 7-23-25, dictation number 0724-007. After reviewing the maps, the patient has been provided with medications. Following, a Tylenol with codeine number 4 was provided, as he still has the rest of the medication that was provided to him on 7-23-2025. The maps were reviewed, and also the MRI has been reviewed that was available from Northern Radiology. There are just a post-operative changes of rotator cuff repair. There are no other new tear or any other issues noticed. Mild bursitis, but nothing more than that. Patient will be seen in 10 days' time, and his medication will be due. Thank you.